Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
We are beginning tonight's shir in Simin Kuf Ayin Ches. We are up to Siv Gimel, the second line on page 164. The Mechaber says in Siv Gimel, Yesh Misha Omer, there is a shita that says, Shim Hoya Began, if a person was in a garden, V'rotza Lecho Miperos Kol Ilan V'Ilan, and he wants to eat from the fruit of every tree that's there, Kevan Sheberach Al Ilan Echad, once he made a bracha from on the fruit of one of the trees, Eino Tzarech Levarech Al Ha'acherim, he does not need to make another bracha on the other trees, and the one bracha can cover all the trees that he's going to eat from. But then the Mechaber says, "V'hu shebisha sheberach hayadaitu lecho me'osam ha'acherim." This is only on condition that at the time when he made the bracha on the original tree, he had in mind to eat from the other trees as well. Aval migan legan, but if it's from one garden to another garden, tzoruch levarich afilu imhem smuchim, he would have to make a separate bracha for each gan, even if they are near each other. V'afilu im kesheberach tchila hayadaitu alakol, and also even if he had in mind when he made his original bracha that it should cover all the trees in every gan that's there, it still would not be good, and he would need to make a bracha on each gan that he eats from those trees. Says the Mishabura in Sikotan Lamed Gimel, on the first point of the Mechaber, that there are those who say that if he made a bracha on the fruit from one tree in a gan, and he wants to eat from the other trees in the gan, that he can cover, it's covered by the original bracha that he made. So says the Mishabura, v'afilu ein roa mekomo sheha'ilonos mafsikin, even if by the second tree that he wants to eat from, he can't see the place where he made the bracha because there are trees separating, it's still not going to be a problem. He does not need to make a new bracha. V'lodami lo'ochel b'mizracha shel te'ena u'bolecho b'marova d'tzarech levarich. And says the Mishabura, this is not similar to the case that we had in the Mechaber and Siv Beis, that if a person made a bracha on the east side of a fig tree, and now he wants to eat on the west side of the fig tree, we said over there he has to make a new bracha. Here we're saying he ate from tree A, and he made a bracha, he does not need to make a bracha when he eats from tree B. So what's the chiluk? Says the Mishabura, Dekan Mayri Shemukaf Mechitzos. Says the Mishabura, the Sif over here, Siv Gimel is discussing, where the gan is surrounded by a wall, Dechashiv Kemo Mokom Echad Kanal. That's considered like one place, like we learned above, and therefore it says in the Mishabura in Pshat number one, the reason why in Siv Gimel, if you're making a bracha on one tree, you can then eat without a bracha from the rest of the trees in the gan, is we're talking about a gan that is surrounded by a wall, therefore it's all considered one mokom. When the Mechaber told us in Siv Beis that you made a bracha on the east side of a tree, and now you want to eat on the west side of the tree, you must make a new bracha, that's where it was not surrounded by a wall. Then the Mishabura brings a second pshat to be mechalik between Siv Gimel and Siv Beis. V'yesh ma'achronim shepirshu d'mayri be'ein mukaf mechitzos. There are those achronim who explain Siv Gimel that it's dealing in a case as well that it is not surrounded by walls. V'tama heter bazeh, and the reason for the heter over here that you can rely on one bracha for all the various trees, hu mishum shehayadaito lazem bitchilo, like the Mechaber says, you had in mind when you made the bracha by the first tree that it should cover the fruit from all the trees, therefore you do not require another bracha, because it was bidaito. Ukamo shekosav le'el bahago, like the Ramah told us earlier, didaito mahani af mecheder lecheder, that if a person's going to have a shinui makom from one room to another room, as long as he had it in his mind when he made the bracha, he will not require a new bracha. V'af she'en roa mekomo machmas hefzek ha'ilanos, so therefore over here, even though he can't see his original place from where he is now because of the trees that are blocking, lo it's only considered like going from one room to another room. Since he had it in his mind mitchila, it's going to be okay. Ulefize, according to this, gam le'inyan mizracha shel te'ena mahani daito. If this is true, that that's the pshat in Siv Gimel, that if you had it in mind, it covers all the trees in the garden, even if you can't see from where you are the original tree where you made your bracha. So the same thing would be true in Siv Beis, where we said you made the bracha on one side of the tree, and now you go to the other side of the tree, you need a new bracha. Says the Mishabura, according to this pshat, it would be the same idea over there, that your das would help. And if you had in mind when you're on one side of the tree that you're going to continue eating on the other side of the tree, then in fact you would not need a new bracha there as well. And this is why the Mechaber expresses his din with the lashon of Yesh Misha Omer, Mishum De'ein Din Ze Barer, because this din is not so clear. De Lihani Daito Be'ein Mukav Mechitzos. mitzvos that his das is going to help to not require another bracha when the area is not surrounded by walls. The hu rak shitas harayvid. This is purely the shita of the rayvid, and therefore the mechaber says yesh mishomer, meaning it is the shita of the rayvid that having das works even in a place where there are no walls. And not only does it work over here in Siv Gimel, it would theoretically work in Siv Beis if you had das. The reason why the mechaber says in Siv Beis from one side of the tree to the other side of the tree you need a new bracha, that's because the mechaber is discussing a case there where you did not have das. Continues the Mishabura Siv Koton Lamed Ches, going on that which the mechaber said. Again, the mechaber told us you made a bracha on the fruit from one tree in a gan, and you want to continue eating from the other trees in the gan, you can without a new bracha, as long as when you made your original bracha, you had the other trees in mind. Says the Mishabura Siv Koton Lamed Ches, Kemo Mecheder Lecheder Ba'alma De Ba'ina Dafka Daito. Like we said, within one house, going from room to room, in general, it helps if you have in mind specifically. Meaning, only when you have in mind, it will help you going from Cheder Lecheder. The Kanal B'Siv Aleph Ba'agol, like we learned earlier in the Ramah, in Siv Aleph. U'Bechaye Odom Klal Nuntes Ra'isi Shemechalek Be'inyan Zeh. I saw the Chay Odom brings down in Klal Nun Tes that he's mechalik in this inyan bein mukaf mechitzos le'eno mukuchat Le'eno mukaf mechitzos. He's mechai between a case where the area is surrounded by walls versus a case where the area is not surrounded by walls. And the chilek he makes is as follows. Debe mukaf mechitzos, when the area is surrounded by a wall, lo ba'in adaito beferish, then you would not need to have explicit intent. Ela filu mistoma amrina adaito akol ha'ilonos, when the area is surrounded by a wall, then the chayodam says you would not need to have das specifically, because mistoma we would say that your mind is on all the trees that are within that enclosed area. Unless, of course, you had explicit intent originally only to eat from one tree, and then you change your mind and then decide to eat from the second tree, then of course you would need a new bracha. But your stam das, when the area is surrounded by walls, is that you're going to eat from all the trees, and therefore you would not need to have it in mind specifically. It's automatically considered your das. Ube'eno mukav mechitzos, and in an area that is not surrounded by walls, bo'inon sheyia daito b'shas bracha gamal hasheni. That's where you would have to have explicit intent that you're not only eating from this tree, but you're also going to eat from a second tree. V'im lo haya daito, and if you did not have it in mind, afilu roa es mekomo harishon, even if you could still see your original place where you made the bracha, gam kein eino moel, it still will not help to rely on the original bracha, kevan she'eino mukav mechitzos, since it's not surrounded by walls, you didn't have it in mind, and therefore it would warrant a new bracha. Says the Mishabura Vaiter Sifkot and Lamites, the last point that we saw in this Sif and the Mechaber was that even though it's true within one gan, whether you learn it surrounded by walls or you're not surrounded by walls, like we saw in the Mishabura two Shitas before, but either way, that's when it would require only one bracha if it's one gan. But going from one gan to another gan, the Mechaber said you would need to make another bracha in the new gan, even if they are near each other, even if you had in mind to go from one gan to the other gan. Explains the Mishaburin Sifkotan Lamites, Mishum Shinui Makom. The reason you would need a new bracha and a new gan is because it's considered a Shinui Makom, a change of location. Tahavi can be bias labias. Going from one gan to another gan is like going from one house to another house. The Lo Mahani Daito Lukuliyama, there we learned earlier, it does not help to have it in mind according to everyone, and therefore you would require a new bracha, Kemosha Kosav Le'el, Bisif Aleph Bahagol, like we learned earlier in the Ramah in Sif Aleph. Va'filu ein hagan mukaf mechitzos, and even if the garden is not surrounded by walls, kevon shekol echad hu bifnei atzmo, choshev hu kemo shnei batim. Since each garden is clearly recognizable as its own area, so that's considered like two houses. So if you make a bracha in one gan, even though there are no walls around either gan, and the other gan is clearly a separate gan, you would require a new bracha and a new gan, even if you had in mind to eat there, because it has a din of Shnei Batim, and when it comes to Shnei Batim, you need a new bracha when you have Shinui Mokum. V'afilu roem mekomo harishon gam kein enim oil. So the same way das will not help, so too seeing your original place in the first gan will not help, and you will still require a new bracha in the new gan. Continues the Mishabura, Misha Berach al Hapri Lechol Kon. A person who made a bracha on a fruit, having a mind to eat it here, Velo Achal Mimenu, and he did not yet eat from it, Vishino Mikomu, and he changed to a new Makom, Kosav Hel Yerabba Bishem Birkas Avrohim, De Eno Yotze Bibrachaso, he's not Yotze with the original bracha, because he had a Shinui Makom. Ulafim Asha Kosavnu Elbis of Beis the Ber Alocha, and according to what we said earlier in Sev Beis in the Ber Alocha, Hu Davka Mi Bias Labias. This specifically would require a new bracha if after his bracha he has a Shinui Makom to a new house. Aval Micheder Lecheder Lo, but if he's only going from one room to another room, as we discussed earlier, that would not require a new bracha. The Kosav Achai Odom, the Chai Odom writes, Da filu im oches hapri biyodo, even if a person is holding the fruit in his hand, the holech vi ochel, and he goes and he walks and he eats, yesh bo mishum shinui makom, that would be also considered a shinui makom, im yotza mimekomo harishon shakova atzmo lecho lecheder acher, if he left the place that he was kovei himself to eat in, to go ahead and eat in another room, veloha yadaito mitchilu laze, if he didn't have in mind to eat in the other room, he was koveya in one room and he switched to another room, that would be a shinu machom. The kol psisa upisisa hu davar acher, because every piece that he is eating is considered a separate entity, it's considered a separate achila ayin shom. Ulefim asha kasafti la'el bazakta mishabura, according to what I said above, yesh li zor bazer rak l'chathchila, this is only something that a person has to be careful about l'chathchila. Aval bedyeved ein lachsor l'varech machma shinu machom shemecheder l'cheder. Since we're talking over here of going from one room to another room, so even though certainly l'chathchila one should not do that, but bedyeved, you would not make a new bracha when you are going from one room to the other room. Let's look now at note number 30. V'din zeh she'shinui makom mechayev bracha. This din that a shinui makom requires a new bracha kishaholech va'ochel, when he's walking and eating. So Rav Moshe writes in Igros Moshe, shehainu dafka kishemafsik be'emtza ha'achila. This is only if he pauses in the middle of his achila, b'shir yoser michle dibur. He has a pause of more than toch kedei dibur, that's when it will require a new bracha, when he has a shinui makom. Avalim mafsik pachos mizeh, but if his pause in his eating is less than that time, it's less than a couple of seconds, yochol lechol es kol oso apri b'lo bracha nosefes, then he can continue eating that fruit without making an additional bracha. V'harotzer lohokel v'lechol b'lo hefse gam eshar hadvarim sheichin lechol b'lo bracha acheres, and one who wants to be lenient and to eat without a hefsek, even the other things that he has there to eat without another bracha, Rashi, it's permissible. Av shebezei yesh mokom laser l'kamashitos, even though when you're switching to a different food, there's more of a tzad to be careful about it, but one can be lenient. And then the note says a very interesting thing. V'chein l'gabe ha'ochel sukaria. So too a person who is eating a candy, he's sucking a candy. V'yotzei m'mekomo l'mokom acher. And as he's sucking the candy, he has a shinu mokom, he goes from one place to another. So Rishon Zalman Orbach says, she'kol zman sha'sukaria adayin nimseis b'sof piv. So long that the candy still remains in his mouth, ein bazeh mishum shinui makom. So even though a candy is something that even according to the Ramah would be a problem of shinui makom, so if you go from one house to another house, you most definitely should require a new bracha for a candy. But says Rosh Hashanah and Orbach, if it's in your mouth the whole time, it does not get the din of shinui makom, and it will not require a new bracha. V'chein ditech dikdek hagon Rosham Shvadron Mi Lashon HaMishabura, and he's medactic as well from the language of the Mishabura, the Kol Psisa Upsisa Davar Acher. The Mishabura said that every piece that you eat is considered a separate entity, clearly only if it is separate pieces. But if it's one piece that's just lasting longer in your mouth like a candy, Mashma Shenimtza HaMachal B'Piv Kol Hazman, if the one food remains in your mouth the whole time, Ein Bazech Yisaron Shel Shinui Makom, that would not be a problem with Shinui Makom, and you would not need to make a new bracha. However, that is the diuk in the Mishabura, that is what Rishon Zalman Orbach holds. However, the Chazonish argues and he holds, Shebisho Sheyotze Achutza, if a person actually has a Shinui Makom from inside the house to outside the house while he's eating a candy, Yotze Asasukaria Mipiv Yilvarech Alo Ashuv, he should take the candy out of his mouth, make a new bracha, and then put it back in. So the Chazonish clearly argues on Rishon Mazalman and the Mashmos of the Mishabura, their Mashma, that once you made a bracha on a food and it doesn't come out of your mouth, you continuously eat it, you would not need a new bracha for a Shinu Mokum. The Chazanish says, no, you'd have to take the food out of your mouth, and when you have your Shinu Mokum, make a new bracha, and then you'd put it back into your mouth. We'll stop here and continue Mitzvah Hashem with the next year with Siv Dalet.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Eon shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekoymos on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.